We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Special Edition, a weekly look at the issues in the news and the personalities shaping the stories. Special Edition is a production of Intercom Communications.
Welcome to Special Edition. I'm Paula Degnan. This week, we are going to find out about staying healthy for Thanksgiving, more about the Toys for Tots campaign. We're going to meet Stephen Perillo from Making a Difference Ministries and start things off with Tom Fritz. He's the Vice President of PR and Talent of Santa Parade Incorporated, and Santa is coming to Scranton next Saturday. All right, Tom, you're in charge. Let's get the Santa Parade going. Woohoo!
It's that time of year again. Everybody starts thinking about it, especially with the weather we've been having. Yee. You can't help but think about Christmas, and that means one guy.
Yeah.
Santa's coming to town.
I thought you were going to say Tom Fritz.
No. That's for you and I.
Okay.
This is my time, but for everyone else, it's Santa. He's coming to town November 23rd, downtown Scranton.
Yes. What time does all this fun start?
We're an early parade.
Yes.
Parade steps off at 9:15. If you can't make it, and you really should be downtown for this, but if you can't make it, WNEP will also be broadcasting once again. 9:30 starts their broadcast.
All right. And how long do you anticipate the parade? Because again, it has been a little chilly, and I know there are some who like to bring the little ones. So how bundled do you think they should be?
Right now, it looks like the long-range forecast is going to put us somewhere in the upper 30s for parade day. And obviously, you know, it's a little bit out there, so we can't say for sure. So you should be bundled up because it's usually colder a little bit earlier in the morning.
Yeah, and when we're talking about the parade now and it steps off, what are we going to see? Because you were telling me that you've got some secret things coming.
Well, they're not going to be secret anymore.
Oh, good.
some really good things happening this year. One of the things that we brought in addition to, we've got our marching bands and twirlers, and there's going to be candy and community groups and dancers, singers, bands, all kinds of fun stuff. One group that we're bringing in this year is the Buffalo Bills Drumline. These guys are a whole lot of fun. If you want to get a preview, just go and do a search for Buffalo Bills Drumline. These guys are really cool, and they're going to be up and down the parade route and then hanging around on the square afterward.
Oh, awesome. Now, how did they get involved? The Buffalo Bills?
It seems that our little parade here in Scranton is big enough to attract attention from other areas. They contacted us.
Nice.
It was very cool to get that phone call, and it wasn't myself that got the call, but so cool to hear that, hey, we heard about your parade, and we know there's a lot of stuff going on. You guys aren't that far from us. We'd love to be involved in it, and that was how it happened.
That's great. What else do you have?
One of the things that we all know, especially if you've tried to go and get balloons at the dollar store or Party City, that helium is getting harder and harder to come by.
It is.
And the price is going way, way up. So we made the sustainable decision to go to cold air balloons this year.
Cold air?
Yes. They will still be huge balloons, but they're actually going to be cold air. And let's say those blow-up things that you put in your front yard on steroids. These things are still huge, and they are still going to look great going down the streets, but they're going to be up close and personal because they're going to be riding at street level. So it's going to be right there, and let's face it, with the exception of around the square, because of the wires in downtown Scranton, a lot of times we couldn't get them really high up anyway.
Do we have any new ones?
Well, they'll all be newer than what we've seen in the past. And over the last couple of years, we've been trying them out. They've been static decorations along the parade route.
Oh.
So a lot of people have seen some of those. So it's one of those things where now we're getting them in the parade. So we've tested them out. We know how they react. We know how we're going to deal with them. So they're going to be coming down the parade route this year. If things happen and helium becomes more plentiful, we may go back, or we may just stay with this option.
Well, again, you made the point about going around Lackawanna County Courthouse Square, and downtown is full of tension wires. So this might give everybody a little bit of a break where they don't have to worry about, uh-oh.
And that's one of the fun parts of being a balloon handler. Yeah. You're walking through, and then all of a sudden, oh, wires. Got to bring them down.
Got to bring them down. What else have we got?
Okay, this year, this is something new. It was another group who reached out to us for people who want to go to see the parade and be there in person, but they have a sensory sensitivity. Loud noise, flashing lights, too many people, things like that really disturbs them. So we worked with them, and what we're doing this year is the very first block of the parade. So we step off at the corner of Spruce and Franklin.
Okay.
So for the very first block of the parade going up Spruce Street, we're going to cordon off that block, or as much as we need of it, for sensory sensitive people. So the bands aren't going to be banging their drums as much. They're still, you know, it's still going to be a parade. There's still going to be a parade going on, and that's, they want to see a parade, but having all of that stuff going on can really, you know, disturb some people. So we cordoned off that area for them. The parade in its normal state will start immediately after that block. So if you're into all the lights and the sirens and the drums and the Christmas music and the hollering and carrying on and general frivolity that is usually coming from me, as we go down the route, that will start right after that first block. But the first block, if you are a parent of someone who's got a sensory sensitivity, you can come down that block right at Spruce and Franklin. We're going to have an area set up, and as the parade goes by there, you'll still see the whole parade, but they won't be banging and throwing out the music as loudly as we normally would.
Now, I want to make mention here that you folks have a Facebook page.
Oh, yes.
For the parade. There is a place that they can go and actually get more details.
Facebook.com/TheSantaParade. Or if you search for Scranton Santa Parade, you'll find it as well. And our actual website is www.santaparade.net.
Okay.
And you'll find a link to our Facebook page on there as well.
What else do we have coming down the streets?
As always, we've got a bunch of dancers, a bunch of twirling groups. We've got quite a few singing choral groups. There's Moscow Melodies is going to be at the reviewing stand. That is a third grade choral group that's going to be doing Christmas music. They were there last year as well. They were a big hit. The Scranton High Rhythm Nights, also going to be at the end of the parade. But then we've also got Musical Dreams. They're a singing group. We're going to have a tent for them. They're going to be on the square. And there's also going to be at least one other group in the parade. So we're really turning up the music this time. And we've got several groups that are going to be playing music as you're going around the parade. So we really, you know, every time a new group turns the corner and comes towards you, we want them to be either performing or playing you Christmas music, getting you in that mood because Santa's coming.
Oh, all right. And tell me, we have the wooden soldiers, please.
Oh, they always start the parade.
Okay. I just want
to now, if
sure.
You do want to see that dance, you do
yes.
have to be at the site where WNEP is going to be filming it, and the that's on Adams Avenue, the top of the square. So if you want to see that dance, that's where you have to be, because they actually start there, and while they're performing, the parade is coming up the route. So if you want to see the parade right at the beginning, you can anywhere else on the square. And the square is the best place to look at it, because truly, if you want to move around, it's very easy to do so.
I missed that. I got to go over there.
Exactly. Something you want to see again, you can go again. If you want to go over there and wave to the camera, say hi to everybody, then go back to your normal spot, you can do that as well.
All right. Give us again the details, the where, the when, the what time. It sounds like it's going to be awesome again this year.
All right, it's going to be Saturday, November 23rd. Parade steps off from the corner of Spruce and Franklin at 9:15, goes up Spruce to the square, makes a left onto Washington, and then goes three-quarters of the way around the square. The broadcast for WNEP starts at 9:30, and after the parade, Santa sticks around on the square. He's got his own tent over at Penn Security's little parking lot. You can bring your own camera, take pictures, visit with Santa Claus. It's all free. That is for our people who are coming down to see Santa come through the parade. If you want to stick around and talk to the guy, he's going to be there for you.
Give us your best ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Parade. Or if you search for Scranton Santa Parade, you'll find it as well. And our actual website is www.santaparade.net.
Okay.
And you'll find a link to our Facebook page on there as well.
What else do we have coming down the streets?
As always, we've got a bunch of dancers, a bunch of twirling groups. We've got quite a few singing choral groups. There's Moscow Melodies is going to be at the reviewing stand. That is a third grade choral group that's going to be doing Christmas music. They were there last year as well. They were a big hit. The Scranton High Rhythm Nights, also going to be at the end of the parade. But then we've also got Musical Dreams. They're a singing group. We're going to have a tent for them. They're going to be on the square. And there's also going to be at least one other group in the parade. So we're really turning up the music this time. And we've got several groups that are going to be playing music as you're going around the parade. So we really, you know, every time a new group turns the corner and comes toward you, we want them to be either performing or playing you Christmas music, getting you in that mood because Santa's coming.
Oh, all right. And tell me, we have the wooden soldiers, please.
Oh, they always start the parade.
Okay. I just want
to now, if you do want to see that dance, you do have to be at the site where WNEP is going to be filming it, and that's on Adams Avenue, the top of the square. So if you want to see that dance, that's where you have to be, because they actually start there, and while they're performing, the parade is coming up the route. So if you want to see the parade right at the beginning, you can anywhere else on the square. And the square is the best place to look at it, because truly, if you want to move around, it's very easy to do so.
I missed that. I got to go over there.
Exactly. Something you want to see again, you can go again. If you want to go over there and wave to the camera, say hi to everybody, then go back to your normal spot, you can do that as well.
All right. Give us again the details, the where, the when, the what time. It sounds like it's going to be awesome again this year.
All right, it's going to be Saturday, November 23rd. Parade steps off from the corner of Spruce and Franklin at 9:15, goes up Spruce to the square, makes a left onto Washington, and then goes three-quarters of the way around the square. The broadcast for WNEP starts at 9:30, and after the parade, Santa sticks around on the square. He's got his own tent over at Penn Security's little parking lot. You can bring your own camera, take pictures, visit with Santa Claus. It's all free, free, free. That is for our people who are coming down to see Santa come through the parade. If you want to stick around and talk to the guy, he's going to be there for you.
Give us your best ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Fritz telling us about the Santa Parade coming to downtown Scranton Saturday, November 23rd. Now, don't go away. Stephen Perillo joins us next, and he's going to tell us about how music and youth come together. He's with Making a Difference Ministries next on Special Edition. Welcome back to Special Edition. We're getting set for Christmas, and Christmas songs are in the air. We're going to now meet Stephen Perillo. He is with Making a Difference Ministries, and he's going to tell us how music and youth are coming together. Always like to bring new people to Special Edition, and this is the first time I've had the opportunity to catch up with Steve Perillo. Welcome.
Thank you for having me today.
So instead of me telling a little bit about you, why don't you tell us a little bit about you? You're a very diverse guy.
Well, I work with youth. One of my passions is working with youth and also music. I've been a singer-songwriter for over 47 years, playing guitar since I was about 6. And I just enjoy writing music that touches people's hearts. And one of the things I found out when you're working with youth, music is a door that opens up a lot of connections. And back in the 80s, I actually worked with youth and started youth choirs. So it came out to be the Wyoming Valley Guitar Choir came out, and we had 46 youth that was actually in this program. And every Sunday we would meet and just part to different churches and actually play different services.
With guitar.
With guitars.
See, now I can remember growing up, which was a long time ago.
And, likewise.
and I can remember being one of the first churches that actually had a guitar mass.
Nice.
Because that was really unheard of at the time when you got away from the organ, when you got away from a piano. And then you also had, as you said, young people who were participating.
Yes.
So how was that reaction for you?
We had some good reaction. We also had some traditional people who like tradition, but a lot of them like to change. And one of the biggest things people like seeing was the youth up front, you know, coming into the church and being active in the church. And that's part of what you want to do. If you make them part of something, they're going to buy into it. If you just expect them to be part of it, they're not going to do it. So that's why I brought music into the scene of everything.
What way do you go about doing that? Because again, when I think of music, I'm thinking of something that my grandkids will immediately say, "Oh, I don't even know what you're talking about."
Yep.
So where do you get the in-between? Where do you bridge that, Steve?
Well, one thing I try to do is I have the kids write a song, you know, as a group. They'll actually sit down, they'll brainstorm, they'll come up with ideas, and then we'll sit down and we'll tweak the words, and then we'll put chords to it, and then we do it at a program or a service or a youth event like a lock-in. And the kids really feel proud about that because of the fact they did it. All I did was help them came along and direct it. So that's what brings them in. And my inspiration is hearing what the kids have in their heart and the passion. And putting that to music really changes a lot of lives.
So where are you doing that? Are you doing that in a conventional form now? Or
yes.
Where? Tell us about that.
Dorison United Methodist Church actually brought me on as a youth director. And I'm working with the youth over there right now, and it's called a community-wide youth group, Dorison's Community Garden. And so it's open to anybody. It's not just Methodist. It's open to any denomination. Our goal is to show kids that they can be part of something no matter what denomination. Break the doors down, break the walls down, because no matter where you're at, you still have friends. One of the kids came to the youth group and said, "Can I bring a friend?" And I said, "Absolutely." And then he brought his friend, and he says, "Oh, this is cool. Can I bring another friend?" So in September, we had four kids. We're at 14 now. And it's kind of, and I'm letting it grow on their own because it's their program, not mine. And I told them that. It's whatever you make this program is what you make it. I'll help you direct it. I'll help you guide. And I have some really great workers. Pastor Brian had brought four people on, and they are dynamic. Natalie is right up front doing all the paperwork for me and typing things out and getting the word out. And that's what you need. I mean, major communication between everybody. Can't be one person, because if you have one person, you're going to burn out. So that's why if you designate the different jobs for everybody, that's what makes it work.
And do you have the kids involved in that as well?
Absolutely. There's a core team that every quarter they meet. Two adults, two pastoral people, two youth, and two non-people that have people, youth in the church, so that we can have input of what you think we can do to the next quarter that's going to do from service to programming to teaching. So, and it's kind of interesting because the kids love to do service, and you won't think it, but they do. They wanted to go out. We did out of the church, and we went to a nursing home, and they served ice cream. They made sundaes for people. And me doing music, we were going to end. Instead of doing with a prayer, I decided, let's do a song that everybody would probably know, and "You Are My Sunshine."
Oh, perfect. Love
and
that song.
I started that song, and everybody chimed in, and all the kids were like, wow. They were amazed. And that's what I think, that's what inspires them when they see something like that, because what they do makes a difference in their lives.
What ages are you talking?
Fifth grade up.
Oh.
We actually start at fifth grade up.
So that's a pretty big span.
And the church has donated an area. We actually have their own youth center right now. We're going to paint it in January. So, and somebody's already donated a foosball table to us. So somebody donated a pool table and an air hockey game, but unfortunately we couldn't get it down the steps. there was an angle which allowed us not to put an 8-foot table down the cellar. But that's okay. Maybe it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, well, that's all right. There's always next time around.
Yeah.
And where is this? In case anyone is listening today, and they are saying, "Well, that sounds like something that maybe my kids, my grandkids, or if we have kids listening, that they'd like to get." How would they find you?
They can contact me at steve@unitybymusic.org is my email, or they can go to www.unitybymusic.org, or they can go to Dorison United Methodist Church on Wyoming Avenue in Kingston.
Okay, so that just gives us a little bit of, and we'll have you have you reiterate that as we go along. So let's talk a little bit more about you now.
Okay.
You, as you mentioned, music is big in your world. It's always been big, and youth has always been big. Where did all this start?
When I was younger, I had a lot of physical problems. I had one eye, so I couldn't go out a lot because I had to wear a patch and all this stuff. So I just one day was watching TV and Elvis Presley was on, and I said, I want to play guitar. And when I was 6 years old, I picked a guitar up. And it to me, I called it a gift, because at the age of six, at 7 years old, I was playing guitar, reading and writing music, believe it or not.
Wow.
So, and then I played with a lot of local artists that were, when I was 7, 8 years old, I was playing with an accordion guy called Lefty. And he used to play all these birthday parties and yard parties, and I would tag along with them. And Billy Perugino was another guy. And these guys are like, they were the staples. Like, if you have a party, you want to call these guys, accordion players, ukulele players, mandolin players. And I enjoyed playing. And at the age of 17, I just turned 17, I joined the Krieger Brothers.
Huh?
I was playing with them for about 2.5 years. But the funny thing was, I couldn't go on a cruise because I was underage. But they were a great bunch of guys to work with. And that happened crazy, because I went into their music store, and it was on Pennsylvania, on Penn Ave, on South Main Street. And I'm sitting there, and I'm playing the guitar, and a guy goes, hey, do you know anybody who plays bass, jokingly? And I said, I don't know, but I can probably swing it. So he started playing his music, and I played bass, did chime along with him. He said, do you want to play in the band? So from there, played the bass player.
See, that's what I always tell the young people, is that you never know where an opportunity is going to come up.
Nope,
and you have to be open to that.
Yep.
When you're talking to the young people and you relate, which I'm assuming that you do, you relate these kind of stories to them, what kind of a reaction do you get?
A lot of awe moments.
Yeah.
You know, the kids are like, that can really happen? And I said, listen, you know, you could be used in anything, you know, from music to helping somebody take groceries in. You know, you're... personality makes a difference. If you have a great personality, a smile, people will see that in you, and they want to be part of you. But if you're down and you're frowning, nobody wants to be around a person that's got, you know, a frown on their face.
Yeah.
So I just enjoy it. I write music. Like I said, like this year I wrote a Christmas CD out, so that's coming out. One of my songs, You Have, and I'm excited about it. And then we have a band called The Followers, which is soon to come out another CD. But it's kind of interesting. I never wrote a CD in a long time, and I wanted to put one out there. And the Christmas CD came out from, believe it or not, WBRE, when I was on the show for 7 years, and I was doing the regular staples. Well, you know, the copyright license changed.
Oh, yes.
So they said last year, after recording 45 minutes of music, we couldn't use it. And I said, why not? And they said, copyright. And they said, well, I have two originals that I redid. One was called Christmas Time, and the other one was What Child Is This? But it was in a reversed version. So they used that. Well, from that, we had people calling us saying, you know, we like your music. So she said, can you come back next year? I said, absolutely, I'll come back. And so I went home that day and thought to myself, okay, when I go back next year, I'm going to have all original music. So December 17th, I wrote my first song, and then January 3rd, I wrote the seventh song. So it was like, okay, we got all seven songs we need, all
now,
originals.
And that fascinates me. How do people come up with songs? It's just like authors. How do they come up with stories? Do you have a muse? Is it just something that, as you're laying, because I hear the stories,
Oh,
I was laying in bed and I sat up and I heard this and I had to.
It's true.
Is it?
I wrote the one song, In the Air Tonight. You know, there's a feeling in the air. That was written for my wife a couple of years ago. And the reason why I wrote it is because I write wedding music for people. They'll send me their life story, and they'll say, this is how we met, this is how our love grew, this is how it is now we're getting married. I'll take all their stories, and I'll actually write them their wedding music. So they'll have their own personal song for their wedding day. It will never be anybody else's. It's theirs. So I'm sitting with my wife saying, you write everybody else's song. And so I thought to myself, I'm going to make you a Christmas song.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah. So I popped up one day, you know, and I thought to myself, okay, Christmas Eve. I got up. It's like 2 in the morning, sat down and started writing the music. And in the morning, like Christmas Day opened up, and I sat down with my guitar and played it for her and said, Merry Christmas. That was her song.
See, now that just gave me chills. Just got chills for that. Tell us some more about the two CDs that are coming out. Now, you said you have...
I have a solo CD.
Solo CD.
It was Steep Roll Live with Dave Griffin. He's doing all the backups for me. And then I have The Followers. And one of the songs on there is Baby Boy Child, which actually talks... If you listen to the story, it goes from how the thought of Christmas came to be, how Christmas is, and how Christmas is going to be.
This time of year, the new year's almost here. There's something in the air they call love. There's something in the air they call love. Mary's baby boy child has come. He was born in a lonely stall. Among the animals there was love. Among the animals there was love. Hope you can see the light that shines in me. Hope you can see this thing called love. Hope you can see this thing called love. This king that came to us, born as an infant child, they came from all around to see him. They came from all around to see him. Hope you can see the light that shines in me. Hope you can see this thing called love. Hope you can see this thing called love. Baby poor child came to us. This baby poor child came to us to bring his love, to bring his peace, to bring his love, to bring his peace, to bring his love. Called love. Hope you can see this thing called love.
And then one of the other songs is called My Father's Gift. And all our fathers give us something, no matter what. Even if they're mean, believe it or not, they give us something. Because I always tell youth, times, some kids come to me and see that they struggle with their parents. You know, they're too strict or whatever. I tell them, what do you get out of that? I said, think about it. If you're seeing that your parents are too strict, you can option to be like them or choose to make a different direction and change your lives. So there's a pattern right there. And a lot of times you'll see kids like, I still get calls from my youth group from back in 1979, and they'll say, hey, Pastor Steve, you know, I did this, I did that. One of the kids posted something, I did something on Facebook, and one of the kids says, if it wasn't for you, my life would not be like it is today. And I thought to myself, wow, you never know when it's going to come out. Like, this is 45 years later.
Yeah.
You know, and you ever think that, but it does. You know, they know, you know, and it's a directional thing. I always say, kids say, a lot of people say, oh, we have bad kids. We don't have bad kids. We have misdirected kids. If we can redirect their anger, redirect their positions in life, they're going to turn out okay. We just got to do that.
Now, how do the current kids that you're dealing with now, how do they look at, you have your own CD? Have they been inspired by that?
Actually, it's funny you're asking that. I'm doing a Christmas Eve service, and three of my kids said to me, can I participate? And I have them doing Silent Night, and my son and myself are going to do the later service, and the girl is going to play piano, and we're going to do a classical guitar style with a piano. So the girl is inspired. The other two kids wanted to get involved, so I'm going to put them in there. You know, it's just that's what pulls them in, that connection. You know, music, I said, is going to open every door, no matter how old you are, how young you are. You know, my grandson is not even 2 years old yet, and as soon as I put any kind of music on, he knows he can go right to it. So I've got his first guitar already. He wasn't even born yet.
and see, that's what Grandpa is absolutely supposed to do. And the next thing is you get him a drum set.
No, guitar only.
When we're talking about, and you mentioned that you're Pastor Steve, mm-hmm. and when you're talking to people and you're trying to explain to them how, do you hope that something like this, and I can't say will catch on, because we do have a lot of great youth groups in our area. But again, a lot of times they get to an age and they say, I'm done. Yeah. I'm moving on to something. And how do you compete with all of the electronics?
Well, one of the things is that when I do a lock-in, for example, there is a box. And every kid puts their electronics in this box. They tag it, put it away. And a lot of them, like, oh, I can't do this. I can't pick up my phone. I said, then you can't be here. It's this or that. I said, you know, you're here because you're going to have fun. You're going to learn that you don't need this to have fun. And kind of, some of the kids are reluctant, but then they do it. And by the end of the day, they're like, wow, they met new people. They talked to friends. They're now having a new group they can go to.
Face-to-face?
Face-to-face. Ooh. Who would ever think it?
You talk to people. Wow.
I force that. One of the wonderful things we came up with a couple years ago was a puzzle reaction program. Like, we had the CYC lock-in 2 years ago. They donated to a facility. That's what I love about working with this. I work with organizations that are willing to work with me. And they donate it. They don't even charge me for it. And that's just amazing. You know, CYC, you know, would say, here, use it. So we had 250 kids at that lock-in. And that night, we had a band that came in. The following day, Casting Crowns played at the Kirby. Well, their opening band, I knew from, because I booked 250-some bands, they came and did a 12 o'clock midnight concert for the kids for free.
Oh,
can you imagine a big band coming in? They had no clue this was going to happen. And when they had the band, they were like, the band was expiring. They were talking to the kids and everything. So while they were doing that, we set up four different puzzles. And what we did is take two pieces of every puzzle and put it in a different puzzle to see how many kids would communicate to make the puzzle perfect. And it took them about an hour and a half. But one kid realized this is not the same color piece. And went to another puzzle. And then from then, they just start talking. And that's how it worked.
What an icebreaker.
Yes.
That's great. Oh, I'm just fascinated that someone who is so calm after dealing with all these youth. And, you know, you're bringing such a good message. And I think that a lot of people might want to find out more about this. So, again, tell us about the CDs,
okay,
where they're available or when they will be available, and how people can get in touch with you, because I know we were talking before we started today about some of the things that you have coming up in the future. And if you want to mention any of those, that would be great. I know a lot of the things aren't in stone yet.
Yep.
But again, how people would be able to get in touch with you and find out more.
They can call me. My phone number is 570-899-2264. Or they can go to my website, www.unitybymusic.org. Or my email is just Steve, S-T-E-V-E, at unitybymusic.org. One of the big things that I'm going to push, if I can, is May 1st. We're going to have a community-wide lock-in, and every youth group or any youth that would like to participate can call me and sign up. It'll be at Camp Orchard Hill. They also donate to the facility. They have some really cool things. Believe me, they got the big... I don't know if you've ever seen the new thing where you get inside of this big rubber ball. They have that, and believe me, that's a lot of fun. I didn't want to get out. Then they have the wall climbing. They have all kind of bounce houses. They have all kind of stuff that we're going to do. Plus, we're going to have speakers. We're going to have inspirational speakers. They're going to talk. I had an opportunity last month to play with a gospel singer. She's a 10-year tender, and I've never, ever heard Christian gospel done. But the funny thing was, it wasn't so much that it was Christian gospel, it was opera. And I'm like, all right, now Christian gospel I can go with because I can imagine like the Baptist. That's how I figured. But that's not gospel to them. That is Baptist, Southern Baptist. So when I heard it, it was unique. So I said to her, I have no problem. I'll come up and I'll play whatever you need me to do. So she hands me the music and it's sheets with no chords on it. I'm like, how do I play with this? I'm thinking. So I said, okay, what key are you in? And she said, I don't know. I said, well, come here. So sing the first line of your chord. So she sang it, and I got the chord line, and I played along with it. It was great. Hit notes that I would never, ever think. I was waiting for glass to break.
Wow.
And she had a story that really, really touched everybody that was at that event. And it was amazing how you can have everything in the world. She had everything. She was basically a millionaire. And she would let her husband sign. You know, he was the person that would take care of the paperwork. And, you know, things happen in life. And she signed papers, and she didn't realize what she signed, and he took everything. So she started with nothing over. She was actually in the streets picking garbage to feed her son before she ate. That's how far she went down. But she got the inspiration. She got, you know, the goal to drive again. And now she's speaking and doing this.
Wow.
And she's really reaching youth.
And that's going to be May 1st.
That'll be May 1st. And that's going to go from 7 p.m. at night to 8 o'clock in the morning. And you will not sleep, guaranteed. we actually have rappers, a Christian rapper coming in. He's going to be doing a 1 o'clock event. But he also speaks. See, everybody that comes in is going to talk. They're going to give their testimony and how they found that direction. And it's not just about, you know, the Christian music, because it's a lot of it tells a story. And it tells the life story. Like all my music that I write all have story-based lines to it. There's a purpose why they're written. Like My Child is written because how the journey of, you know, the birth of Christ was. My Father's Gift is what we get from our parents. You know, we can take that story and pass it down. You know, Christmas Feeling in the Air Tonight talks about how love during Christmas time is a warm moment. You know, the warm fireplace, going shopping together, spending time. These are some of the themes that come out of these songs. It's not just like a preachy type song. Mm-hmm. It is a song that can reach your heart. I wrote a song called My Child, actually for my son. He was in college. And we all know in college, a lot of times kids that go to church, they walk away from it. So it wasn't so much I wrote for him, it's for everybody to relate to. And a lot of times I play that, I cannot tell you how many people walk up to me and say, I was there. And it's like, you know, and that song came from experience with my son.
Music is an amazing thing.
It is.
It really is. And what about the CDs?
The CDs, you can contact me as well through the email or Facebook. One is called Steve Earle Solo, and one is called The Followers Christmas Show. A Christmas Whisper is the name of the CD for The Followers. That's another song that I wrote together. And that was kind of interesting because it talks how people that are quiet really are looking for that fellowship and that love, but they're afraid to ask.
And sometimes they're the ones that say the most.
Yes, you're right.
Absolutely.
I have one young gentleman who is real, real quiet in the youth group, and everybody's told me, you know, it's going to be hard to break. And we went to a hayride last month, and we hit it off, and we start talking. So we're going to do some special things together because, you know, it's that directional thing I was talking about. You know, if we can direct and redirect, I don't care how quiet you are, you're going to break through that barrier wall.
Making a Difference Ministries will be holding their 9th annual Christmas with a Twist concert at the Blakesley Community Center in Blakesley, Sunday, November 17th from 4 till 6 p.m. Now don't go away, more special edition to come. U.S. Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Gene joins us on Special Edition. Welcome.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for having me. Yes, last year was a good year. We helped over 14,000 kids, distributed over 30,000 toys just in Northeast Pennsylvania. So it was a good year. It's just, since I'm doing it for the kids, I have a daughter myself, so I got to put my all into it. That's all it is.
You better say hi.
Hey, Liliana.
When we talk about the Toys for Tots campaign, can you give us a little bit of a history and how did the Marines get involved?
So back in 1947, Lieutenant Colonel Hendricks, his wife, that was back in California, his wife wanted had an old raggedy doll, if you will, wanted to pass it out to a much needed child. But unfortunately, she couldn't find anywhere where she can either drop it off or pass it along to. So hence why she created Toys for Tots program, and ever since then, the Marine Corps took over, and we've been doing it ever since then.
What goes into it? Because, again, you mentioned California, so it's not just like this is something here in northeastern Pennsylvania.
So what a lot of people don't know about Toys for Tots is that I'm just a tiny, tiny piece of the pie. I only cover northeast Pennsylvania. Within Pennsylvania alone, we have a lot of LCOs, which is local coordinators. They can be Marines or civilians. We have total 856 coordinators throughout the country.
Wow.
So again, I'm just a little piece of pie, a little piece of the pie.
When they get together and you're, because I know we have here in our intercom building, we have the box where people can make their donations. What are you looking for?
Usually we're looking for toys for the older kids, which we... People don't ever think about the older kids from 9 through the age of 14. So those are the things we're mainly looking for. Last year, we've received major help from the local community, even monetary donations, so that way if we didn't have the toys, we went and bought it ourselves.
A lot of times, too, especially when you're talking about that age group, you're talking they're into the electronics. And that must be, that's a tough thing. Do you take things like that?
Yes, we any unwrapped toys, new toys, that's what we take. And we sometimes take barely used toys. And we're trying to find a toy that suits each kid. For instance, if I have an autism kid, I'll give him something on the higher end. Last year I had a nice guitar, and come to find out he... played a guitar.
Nice.
So we was able to help them there.
How do kids get into the program then? Do they have to approach you, or how does that work?
So the way it goes, remember, I'm only covering Northeast Pennsylvania. It's only 20 of us in the building. We cover 7 counties, which some of them is 2 hours away, for instance, Tioga. So that's when non-profit organizations comes in. Salvation Army, churches. So they are the middlemen. They will contact me to get approval. Once I approve them, then the family members go to the nonprofits. They register through them. So the nonprofits come to me then with a roster. All I need really is age and gender. A girl, 2 years old, a boy, 5 years old. Now I turn it into the warehouse to make a package for that nonprofit. Sometimes we get order for 500 kids. This year alone, I know there's a Salvation Army that requesting toys for 4,000 kids. So that's going to be a big order that we're going to have to put together.
Wow. Wow. So when you say that this started October 1st, and yeah, I'm a little bit behind getting you in here to talk about it. You're not kidding.
No, ma'am. I've been getting calls and emails since May, June. So I had to put them on hold because I have to tell them the website is down, the phones are down. Until October 1st, that's when we kick off.
So are you in the planning of all this year round?
Yes, ma'am. So in September, we do the conference for the LCOs. So everybody countrywide, even Hawaii, even Puerto Rico, they come, we went to Virginia for the conference, and from there they give us the do's and don'ts, the policies and stuff, and then October 1st it kicks off.
Wow, that's it. And here we think, you know, we think so much about the holidays, and we hear people saying, oh, they don't even let the 4th of July go by, but you are up to your elbows all the time.
All the time, man. But again, I think about it that we're doing it for a good cause, so I don't mind it at all.
How did you get involved?
Well, when I checked into my new unit, it was just Tag Hewitt. So I just took it over.
Staff Sergeant Gene, report over here to Toys. What?
So I just took it and made it my own, pretty much.
That's wonderful. What did? What is your background? Because, again, a lot of people, and it has to be my favorite holiday commercial. The Marines that put the toys under the tree, and you see them walking away with the back. Yeah, I'm getting all verklempt here just talking about that. But when we think of Marines, we think of, you know, the other one where the Marine is so staunch and opens his hand and takes the list. But it just says something. What was your background before you got into all of this?
Before I got into Toys for Tots, joined the Marine Corps back in 2009. Then did 2 years overseas in Japan. From there, I came to North Carolina, then went to South Carolina as a drill instructor. Then I checked up here to Wyoming, Pennsylvania as an INI staff. INI is inspector instructor. So we work with the reserve component. When I checked in here, they just threw me into the flame, and I had to adjust to it.
Well, I must say, you're doing an awesome job because, as I said, we had you here last year, and we're glad to know that we are one of the drop-off locations, because anything that we can do in order to, we're a little bit off the beaten path, but again, it's just gives us the opportunity to say that we're here. What if someone who is listening would like to be a drop-off station or somehow get involved? What can they do?
So anyone that's listening, I want to say go to the website, toysfortots.org. From there, what they must do is find their local campaign. Once you click on find local campaign, it will only ask you two questions, your state and your county. From there, if you choose Luzerne County, it will bring you to me, and all the contacts info is on there. Anything and everything you need to know is on the website, how to become a drop-off site, how to become a nonprofit, how to request a toy, how to make donations. Everything is on the website.
That's just so amazing. Anything else that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Yes, ma'am. Well, this year, Toys for Tots just got harder for me because I covered only Luzerne North, but it was just dropped on my lap that now I'm also taking care of Luzerne South.
So what does that mean?
That my scope just got wider, if you will. So I will also go down to Bloomsburg area. So if you one of those people that's out there, now I'm your coordinator, so if you need anything, again, you go to the website toysfortots.org and find your local campaign, and we'll make sure we take care of you.
Well, you know why they did that? Because you are awesome. And again, give us that website so everybody knows how to find you.
It's toysfortots.org, and from there you gotta click on find my local campaign.
Thanks for listening to Special Edition, a weekly look at the issues in the news and the personalities shaping the stories. A production of Intercom Communications.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.